You know, I don't have, you know, I don't have a social agenda for this country or this world. I don't. I just have a social agenda for those who would follow the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, then listen to what I say. If you don't, then follow your heart. Follow your heart. Follow your dreams. Follow whatever you want. Follow your own version of Christianity. Verse 9, furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence.
That's strange. What are you talking about, reverence, father? My kids usually just say, Jim, how about some money? Jim, you're so stupid. You know, there's no reverence for their father.
I'm always very pleased. I look around. I don't see a lot of people because I live in an isolated area. And I see people. And I see their kids. And I see a lot of kids who do not reverence their parents. They talk back. They actually say no. I don't think any of my children say no to me ever. Unless I ask a yes or no question. If I say, so-and-so, you need to go and wash the dishes. I mean, immediately. They get up and do it. They would never dream of saying no. They would think, say no? Say no to dad? You're kidding. I see people and their children. And then you see in movies the way family relationships are portrayed in these so-called family movies. I think, these are the family movies. And I think, my God. And what I realize is people who write those movies right from the perspective of their own family experiences. And they haven't had, like, wholesome family lives, obviously, because they always show the children as being smarting off to the parents. Dad's impotent. Mom's pretty much trying to hold things together, but she can't control the kids. Nobody can control the kids. The kids are just absolutely running the show. It's what they want. And, and they're treated like adults when they're just babies. To me, until a child acts like an adult, a child is a baby. They're baby, things. They need to be taken care of and they need to be told what to do. You know, they're babies. 12-year-olds are babies. From my perspective, they're children. They're developing. Well, until they're fully developed, they're babies. And as soon as they act like, when they start to get those points where they start acting, they're getting older and they're starting to act, they're teenagers now. And they start acting childish again, now they're babies again. And they're still not finished being raised, being tutored, instructed, disciplined. People don't even like those words. I've said those words to people, and I get, ooh, such a negative reaction. Discipline. Chastisement. Oh. And I'll tell you what. I love the shame of that they try to heap on me. They try to shame me. The rest of the verse says, shall we rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Our fathers, in verse 10, he says, they chasten us after their own pleasure. I chasten my children so that my children will be pleasing to me. Because I didn't have kids to bring more lords over me and to be my boss and to be my instructor and to teach me what's what. I didn't have children to have gods over me. And that's why I see a lot of parent child, like, the child is basically lord over the parent. Would you like to do this? Oh, no? How about this? How about this? Too many choices. Rather, I chastise my children to make them pleasurable to me. And after God and after righteousness, right? For their own good, that they might live. Because I'm a godly parent. I not only use that, but I also use the verse, the rest of the verse, but God does it for our profit. I'm trying to profit them. But I mean, I suppose a parent could be so strong and hold their children under so much they could overmeek them and not make them fit for the world at large. Because the world is not filled with well-disciplined people. It is not filled with people who've been tutored and instructed. So children need to be built up to be strong as well, not just kept under. And some fathers in throughout history have done that. They just absolutely made their children's lives too controlled, too, you know, lord it over. And I'm definitely not recommending that. There's a balance. I always like to say my children adore me and fear me. You know, the adore is important, of course. I want them to love me and love the ways I teach them. And also because I try to make them strong and ready to face the world and everything in it. You know, it's like there's, you know, temptations. You know, there has to be, you have to run with the footmen before you can try to run with horses. You know, if you absolutely shield your children from every form of temptation, you don't help them. Does God shield us from every form of temptation? Did God shield Adam and Eve from every temptation? We pray, lead us not into temptation, because temptation is everywhere. The sin easily besets us round about. So we, for a few days, as fathers, chasten our children when they're young. But he, that we might live, that we might be partakers of his holiness. That's why he chastens us, so that we could partake of his holiness, so that we could partake of his divine nature. That's what the chastisement of God does. For no chastening for the present seems joyous but grievous. It always seems like, well, you know, when the banks come for your money, or when, you know, you suffer something because of your foolishness, because of your sin. It never seems like a good thing. Or even if you suffer for righteousness' sakes. Well, I don't know. I've never really suffered for righteousness' sake. I mean, really. I've only endured chastisement, which is all I should expect. But to suffer for the name of Christ, I've done precious little of that. Only in the very, very least. Like I said, the contradiction of sinners. Yeah, I've endured a little contradiction from sinners. I've endured a little, arguing from people who disagree. But I've not resisted unto blood. Not yet. But still, the chastisement, what does chastisement yield? The peaceable fruit of righteousness. Righteousness is a peaceable fruit. It's a fruit that brings peace.